Welcome to Self-Compassionate Professor, a career wellness podcast for mid-career and recovering academics who want more. More meaning, balance, rest, joy, and more clarity. Our motto here is no regrets. So glad you're here. Hello, welcome. This is episode 176. I'm Danielle Delamar. So I know that last week I mentioned that I was looking for 75 reviews on Apple Podcasts. And I'm getting there slowly but surely. Still not quite halfway, but I'm getting there. And I want to just offer a huge shout out to those of you who have reviewed the podcast. The more reviews I have, the easier it is for new people to find the podcast. And so that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a broader reach. And if the podcast has helped you or got you to think about your work differently or feels a little like a friend, right, that you can call on, please leave a review. I would be so grateful. And then it struck me when I was talking to a friend that maybe people don't know how to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. So let me just say this. When you go into the Apple Podcast app on your phone, and then you click on Self-Compassionate Professor, it's going to bring up an episode you are listening to or the most recent episode. And what you do is you click on the three little dots there. And once you click on those three little dots, you click on go to show. And when you click on go to show, you can just scroll down and right beneath the trailer, there's a little spot that says ratings and reviews and it says tap to rate. And so if you could just go in, give me a 5-star review, you don't even have to write anything, right? Just give me the review and be done. I would be grateful, and people who have yet to find the podcast, who might resonate with the messages here, with the stories here, I bet they'd be grateful too. All right, so I'm looking forward to getting a total of 75 reviews. And if you want me to shut up about this, you'll go in and leave a 5-star review so that I will stop bothering you. So as I looked over the reviews, there was one that stuck out to me, and it was from Wisconsin Educator. And what Wisconsin Educator had said was, look, I like the podcast. I think it's really important to talk about work-life balance, and I'm happy in my career. We're not all in burnout mode, right? We're not all thinking about leaving academia. And when I read that, I felt this sense of like, yes, 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 of course, you're right. Let's open up more space for everyone to talk about career wellness, right? You don't have to just be in crisis. So thank you, Wisconsin Educator, because I feel inspired to talk really specifically about what my message is in this podcast, right? Like, what is the thing I'm always trying to get across? And this is what it is. If we can tap into a sense of career wellness, right? If we can tap into a sense of self-compassion, a place of wholeness, even if it's for just a minute, from that whole place, from that place of wellness, we make better decisions. We make much, much better career decisions, small decisions and big decisions. So if you're in crisis, you might be asking yourself, you know, should I leave academia or should I find an institution that's a better fit? But you might be asking yourself a lot of like non-crisis questions, like, should I agree to be on this service committee? Or, you know, should I grade now in this 30 minutes before I have to go pick up my kids? The bottom line is always that if you are feeling, you know, exhausted and frenzied or ungrounded or even unworthy, right? You're dealing with imposter syndrome. What happens is that you tend to make career decisions that keep you on a frenzied, ungrounded path. Yet when you practice feeling whole and well, and you practice it over and over and over again, and you have a committed practice, you start to create space for more wellness and more wholeness. And the deal is that so many of us don't even know how to trust feeling whole and well, right? Can I even trust that it's not okay to grade in this 30 minutes, right? Like, I really have to get this done. I really have to push to make this work. Can I trust that it's okay to just rest? Many of us can't trust it. And so we stay on the frenzied, ungrounded, exhausted road. And as I say that, I'm realizing that I might be focusing on sort of one type of experience, right? Which is what Wisconsin educator had pointed out. So let me say it this way. Even if you're not in that exhausted, frenzied, ungrounded state, you're just distracted a lot. You find it hard to be in the present moment a lot. If you have trouble sort of coming back to yourself, back to the present moment, back to your body, you create a situation where your career sort of exists in your mind, right? And your body gets yanked around by your head. Like, this is what we're going to do now. Now it's time to do this. Now it's time to do that. And if your body needs more rest than your mind is willing to give it, if your body needs more exercise or more sleep, you're creating a career that's harmful to your body. In episode 171, I talked about the ingredients that make up a self-compassionate career path, and I named six things. And it's impossible to walk a path like this if you don't take time to pause and connect to your inner wisdom and connect to yourself. And actually, that's the thing that a lot of people always ask me about when I talk about the sabbatical program, which is my group coaching program. And by the way, you do not have to be on sabbatical to be in the sabbatical program. But a lot of people will say, like, oh my gosh, we have to meet every week, every single Friday for an entire year. Are you kidding me? And my answer is always, you need to make the time. Otherwise, those external expectations and even your own sort of insecurities and worries about getting everything done are going to take hold and keep you in a place where you're not paving an intentional career path, right? So I always kind of think of it as, you know, we meet on Fridays and we like reintegrate. Like, one of the first things I say when we meet is, let's get silent and let's notice what it's like to be you right now. Like, just take a second and turn in and ask yourself, what is it like to be me right now? And whatever comes up, let's welcome that, right? Whatever comes up, be it stress or sadness or frenetic energy, like, let's welcome all of it. Let's make space for it. And let's reintegrate, right? And then when we check in, we usually check in with something like, when I tune into my experiences in this moment, this is what I notice. And check-ins are like, each person explains what it is they're noticing, right? The check-in I did last week was, some things I want to experience in our time together today are. And then we meditate, or we journal for a few minutes, or we practice regulating our nervous systems. We talk to each other. We talk about what came up when we, for example, journaled about our unmet needs, or we meditated about what we really want and what we really need in our careers. The point, though, is to always slow way, way, way down, tap into our inner wisdom, and to tap into the collective wisdom in the group. Monthly topics are things like, how to rest, right? The physical body and your nervous system, your relationship to time, and how to create a healthier relationship to time, trusting the career wellness path, and some others. And actually, what I'm going to do is have you listen to one of the sabbatical participants, Dr. Cynthia Ganote. I interviewed her for the podcast, and I'm just going to give you a little clip of our conversation because she's going to talk about her experiences in the sabbatical program. And at the time of our conversation, we were exploring the monthly topic of belonging to self. So she's going to talk a little bit about that as well. So here's Cynthia now. Can you just tell us a little bit about, because I love working with you. I love the conversations we have in the sabbatical program. And I'm wondering sort of what your experience has been in it.
Oh, it has been such a magical experience. I am so thankful that my very dear friend told me to look you up, Danielle. In the sabbatical program, not only do I love the other folks you've assembled. It's just an incredible, beautiful, supportive community. And I've made friends and look forward to our meetings every week. But your approach is what makes this particular group coaching so different. And the self-compassionate frame has just been so beautiful in my life. In turning from, this is a bunch of academics, you know, this is a bunch of academic folks that are assembled together. And instead of what are the external standards and what is the standard in my area of research and how is somebody going to review my work? No. That's not what we're focused on. We're focused on turning compassion towards ourselves in every aspect of our lives. So self-compassionate work, as you did the self-compassionate work times in the summer. That was beautiful. And I learned a new way to motivate myself, which was figuring out the kind of light a candle, and I have a rose facial spray that I spray, and I have my big, big paper and markers, and that's the best way for me to start and get into a session that draws me in instead of makes me feel like I'm forcing myself to do something. So I learned that about work for myself. I learned about, and I'm still learning about, the value of daily check-ins. How am I? What do I need today? What does my body need? What do my mind and spirit need? All those, you know, putting in your encouragement for all of us to check in every day has been beautiful. Your focus on internal family systems work was a huge revelation for me. And then your last unit, of course, belonging to self, that I'm in right now is incredible and just obviously so deeply matches what I've been thinking about in terms of external and internal belonging. So every single piece of it lets me learn something new about myself. There's a lot of laughter. There's a lot of camaraderie. There's a lot of friendship and a sense of everybody is there to support each other. It is a collaboration and a community that I would highly recommend for anyone who is seeking such.
If you want to talk more about this, like if you want me to answer your questions about the sabbatical program, if it's something that is piquing your interest, let me know. You know, you can email me at danielle@selfcompassionateprofessor.com. You can also schedule a consult on my website. And I will say, if you get on my scheduling link and you can't find a good time, just email me, shoot me an email and let me know what good times are for you. And we can hop on a call. I can answer your questions so that you can decide if this is a good fit for you. Registration closes August 11th and we start September 1st. Every Friday, come rain, come shine, every Friday. We don't want you spinning out of control. We're going to help you slow down, reintegrate, tap into inner wisdom, and make career decisions from that place so that a more supportive career path unfolds for you. That's what we're after. So let yourself be held over the course of this academic year. Let yourself be held by a supportive community. We want you to feel whole. And honestly, so do your students and so do your colleagues. So does your family and your friends. When we can feel whole, when we're in touch with our lives in these sort of meaningful ways, we're also better equipped to make a bigger impact, right? We're also better equipped to fulfill our career dreams, right? Maybe you want to write a book and you've been wanting to write that book for the last 10 years and you've never gotten around to it. Maybe you just want to enjoy your job again. Maybe you want to recover from COVID. I talk to a lot of people who are still very much recovering from COVID and all the things they lost during COVID, all the things that have not fully come back, right? There's a lot of grief. And if you're not processing those kinds of big emotions, right? If you're not making space for those emotions to talk to you, to be there with you, they're not going to clear out. And you're not going to feel the wellness. You're not going to be able to take the next step toward that place you want to be in your career. So again, if you want to talk more about this, come talk to me, selfcompassionateprofessor.com. You can schedule a consult there. You can also just email me, right? Danielle@selfcompassionateprofessor.com. Maybe you just have some email questions. Let's find your self-compassionate career path. Again, registration closes August 11th and we start September 1st. I would love to have you in the program and I truly believe you would love to be there. All right, talk next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Self-Compassionate Professor. Email me at Danielle@selfcompassionateprofessor.com. And for those of you who are committed to finding career wellness, I invite you to join the sabbatical program. We're a group of academics who normalize rest, play, and feeling whole. We make career decisions from that place. Find out more at selfcompassionateprofessor.com.